The state's 15 community colleges have signed job training agreements with most of the entities hoping to develop resort casinos in Massachusetts. The agreement commits the would-be casino operators to work with the community colleges and regional employment boards towards the goal of filling casino jobs with local people who are unemployed or underemployed. The community colleges and several workforce development agencies teamed up last year to create the Massachusetts Casino Careers Training Institute. Holyoke Community College President William Messner is the chairperson of the institute. He said the agreements with the would-be casino operators are a significant milestone.
Because as the governor stressed when he signed the legislation, one of the driving factors behind this was that the casino industry was going to bring jobs to the state of Massachusetts, and in particular jobs for those individuals who are most in need of jobs. And certainly here in western Massachusetts, we have many people who are either unemployed or underemployed who would look to this as a golden opportunity for themselves.
The Gaming Commission has agreed to work with the Institute to create certification and licensing standards for the casino workers. Messner said the agreements recognize the state's community colleges are in the best position to recruit and train people to work in the casino industry.
And we see this as simply an extension of our tradition, of our mission, of providing first-class training for businesses and organizations.
The community colleges plan to license curriculum that has been used to train Atlantic City casino workers. Training sites will be established in each of the three regions in Massachusetts where a resort casino license is available. Ira Rubensall, president of Springfield Technical Community College, said the goal is to have the classes start at least a year before the casinos open.
So we're looking forward to working with the industry partners. We're looking forward to working with the workforce partners to deliver to you qualified, trained individuals who are going to make a good living in this industry.
It's estimated the casino industry in Massachusetts will produce 10,000 jobs. Workforce development specialists say at least 30,000 people will be vetted for employment. About 30% of the jobs will require training for occupations that will be licensed by the Gaming Commission. Jeff Morris, who is Director of Public Affairs for Penn National, one of the 11 entities seeking a casino license in Massachusetts, said the company welcomes the workforce development agreement.
We're going to hire 90% local anyway. That was our target, and that's what we plan to meet. But yes, this makes it a lot easier because, again, you can get folks trained and ready to go, and we can work, you know, in collaboration and be ready on day one.
Penn National has proposed an $807 million casino project in downtown Springfield. MGM Resorts also wants to build a casino in another part of downtown Springfield. The administration of Mayor Dominic Sarno is negotiating development terms with both companies. Mohegan Sun wants to build a casino in Palmer. Hard Rock International has proposed a resort casino on the Big E Fairgrounds in West Springfield. Only one casino license will be issued in western Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.